So I'm here with Paul Whitty, who is the curator of the Audiograph Festival this year, also the director of Sonic Art Research Unit at Brooks, and I believe you're the founder of that project as well, is that right?
That's right. Actually, there are really three curators of Audiograph each year. It's myself and Stephen Cornford, who's a sound artist, and Paul Dibley, who's an electroacoustic composer.
Okay.
And we collectively work with the Sonic Art Research Unit at Oxford Brookes, and we're all founding members of that.
Okay. Explain to you what that is.
Well, the Sonic Art Research Unit, it's a sort of loose group of researchers, I suppose, who are some are members of staff, mm-hmm. some are visiting artists, some are postgraduate students, research students, and so on. And we're all interested in different aspects of sound, from composition to experimental electronic work to phenomenology of sound as well. Some of the students are interested in the way sound travels through objects and the way the sound waves work and that kind of thing.
Oh, right. So some people are doing quite sort of technical science-y research, and some people are...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a real mixture of those of us who are engaged in real creative work, and some of us are engaged in kind of, testing materials and things, mm-hmm. and seeing how sound travels within them and through them. Yeah.
So are you a composer as well?
Yeah, I'm a composer. That was my sort of background. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
If you were going to describe to someone who doesn't know much about experimental sounds, how would you describe it?
Oh, well, the kind of things that I do, I tend to work with stuff I find. So I work with pre-existing material. So I might take a piece of quite conventional classical music and then divide it up into its constituent parts and then put it back together in some other way.
Okay.
So I like to work with things that already exist. And I also do work with field recording, with found sounds. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of work, actually around my home, recording my cutlery drawer and toaster and that kind of thing.
Right. So this festival then, this isn't the first time it's been running, is it?
No, it's slightly difficult to remember how many times it's run, but this is at least the fourth or fifth time Audiograph has run.
Okay.
And before that, it was a festival called Sonic Art Oxford.
Okay.
And that was based much more at the university, actually.
Right.
And I think it was when Audiograph started that we decided we'd really like to get it into the town a bit more, escape from Headington and head down the hill. Yeah.
Okay, so the venues are much more... all over Oxford.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this year our venues, we've got events in Modern Art Oxford, in Ovada, the O3 Gallery, the Story Museum, and the Town Hall, and a couple more, I think, which I can't place right now.
And what sort of events are going to be going on for this festival?
Yeah, there are a whole series of concerts. So from Wednesday night, so this week, the 11th, Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there are live events. Mm-hmm. Then there's another concert the following weekend, which is an ensemble called Icebreaker, that's taking place at the Town Hall. And the final event is at, I think, at St. John the Evangelist on Iffley Road on Friday, the 27th, I reckon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those are sort of the concert
events
that's right, that are happening.
Yeah.
And then there's exhibitions? Are they kind of going to be around for a while?
Yeah, the exhibitions are running from the 11th to the 27th.
Right, okay.
And I suppose our main exhibition space is Ovada, mm-hmm. Which is a brilliant space, kind of warehouse space down near the station, which we really like. And there are several artists showing there, including some really interesting video work with bells and actually a live kind of turning, very slowly turning bell created by Arno Fabre, French sound artist. There's also an installation there by Yannick Schaefer, where he's taken found sounds from more than 100 artists and kind of made them into a kind of a collage, I suppose, which is kind of an interesting work. And then there's the O3 Gallery. We've got one of our graduates, I guess, Sam Cadell, who's a really interesting kind of artist. He's working there. And then one of the events I should mention is that the new building at Brooks, the John Henry Brooks building, which is this kind of quite... beautiful, pristine building for the time being. Mm. We've got a couple of works there, one using organ pipes, 100 organ pipes, which are going to be activated in this space. So the whole building should resonate to that sound.
All the time?
Yeah, no, just for the day, for 6 hours.
Oh,
yeah,
right,
that's on now. Yeah, not for the 3 weeks. That would be scary. It would replace the sound of Starbucks refrigerator, which is one of the sounds we hear there right now. But that's going to be there on Saturday the 14th from 12 till 6.
Okay.
There's a couple of other installations up there as well, one of which is a solar and wind-powered installation by Mike Blow, who's a sound artist.
Are there any events that you're particularly looking forward to seeing?
Well, I think I'm really looking forward to seeing how the organ pipes work in this huge kind of space at the John Henry Brooks building, actually, because it's a classic piece of modern architecture where you've got this huge kind of atrium space, and it's quite diffuse. So I'm really interested to see how far the kind of organ sound gets and how far away you can walk from it before you can't hear it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was sort of the inspiration to have a festival like this in Oxford?
I think it came from so we were working in the Sonic Art Research Unit, and we were all doing these kind of experimental things with sound, or, you know, exploratory things with sound. And, you know, there are other composers based there as well, like Ray Lee, who's a sound artist who makes sound-making objects. So we were all doing these things, and but we felt we were kind of either talking to ourselves about them, or we were taking them to the kind of community of sound artists in other places. So I think we thought, you know, we're based in Oxford, we really should be making something happen here. And we should really try and bring this this sound material to a broader audience. Because although it probably sounds slightly specialised or kind of curious in some ways, actually a lot of the material is really fascinating in the way that it interacts with public spaces and so on. And, you know, you don't have to be any kind of expert in sound to kind of enjoy the kind of effect it has on public buildings or gallery spaces.
It does initially seem like quite a specialised thing, doesn't it? Like sort of experiment, something you might not necessarily first think of as sounding nice.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
So, yeah, no, that's really great. And was Oxford, the research centre is here, so is that why Oxford, or sort of happened here?
Yeah, because we're all based at Oxford Brookes.
Right.
And we're all based in the School of Arts there, which is mixes fine art, music, publishing and film. And we were kind of from across music and fine art, really, the members of the Sonic Art Research Unit. And so we just really wanted to make something happen, you know, where we were based. Because we found we were going to festivals in other places a lot. But we felt we really should be doing something here. And also we work, of course, with OCM, Oxford Contemporary Music, who do a kind of fantastic annual kind of series or cycle of concerts and events and gigs. So it's been brilliant working with them, actually, and their team. Yeah.
So has it sort of been a combination of just, you all being based at Brooks and there being a lack of something like that in Oxford, would you say?
Yeah, I think there was possibly a lack of that kind of sound art in Oxford, but there's always been the kind of fantastic series that OCM do.
Right, yeah.
And that kind of ranges from, you know, experimental music through to kind of, you know, quite left field pop and jazz and so on. But we felt it'd be really great to have a focus on sort of installation work, so work that inhabits spaces for longer than just an evening. So we do gigs, so we do concerts, obviously, as part of the festival. But it was really important that we combined those two things, so there's those one-off events with you know, gallery work as well.
So have you got things planned for the future after this sort of festival is over?
Yeah. I mean, we always have a kind of ongoing kind of series of events. Right. And some of them tend to be quite sort of academic events, like conferences and so on, up at the university or elsewhere. But it seems actually Audiograft has become really like the focus.
The sort of
yearly focus for us to kind of bring our work out into the into the light, as it were. And what we do, we have an ongoing series of other projects. We had a big project we made with OCM recently called Audible Forces, which were a series of artists working with really wind and solar power to create sound-making objects. And that toured festivals in the UK. It was staged on Brighton Beach, Greenwich and various other places. And was based around the work of Max Eastley, who's done a lot of work with Aeolian harps, sort of wind-activated sound devices of various kinds. So we tend to have those kind of projects which kind of roll on a bit.
Right.
But
this is, the kind of yearly.
But I think this has become our sort of main focus. Yeah.
Are you bringing out sort of new work then at this? Is it sort of every year you work up to a festival where you can show off some new?
Yeah. I mean, I think the problem we found, those of us who are kind of, you know, tend to spend more time curating it and so on, is that, and I've made this fatal error this time, is that, you know, it's great to have work shown, our own work shown in the festival. But if you're trying to help, you know, run and administrate the festival and develop your own work and show your own work, it can be really kind of hard. So last year I didn't have any work in the festival and that was quite a relief.
Yeah.
But I've got some things happening this year, which is really great, but a little bit exhausting.
Yeah. Try and get the balance right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, the best place to find out about all the events in the festival is on our website, which is audiograft.co.uk. That's got details of all the events, of how to get tickets and directions to all the venues. The launch night is this Wednesday, and that's taking place at Avada, which is this great kind of art space, kind of beautiful warehouse art space down near the station.
Is that open for everyone?
That's open for everyone, yeah. And that's taking place from 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's free. So do come along. Okay. Then we've got gigs on the Thursday, Friday and Saturday. The Thursday night is at Modern Art Oxford in their basement, which is kind of electronic music. Mm-hmm. Friday's at the Holywell Music Room, which is a series of compositions performed by a group called Rout. We've commissioned a variety of composers to work with us there. And then on Saturday night, we're upstairs at the Story Museum, which is a venue we haven't used before, actually. So we're quite excited to see how that works. With a group of performance artists and sound artists. And then after that, there's a gig at the Town Hall on the, I think that's, there must be the 22nd. And there's another one, the closing gig is at St. John the Evangelist on the 27th, I think, of March.
And do you recommend that people get, are they ticketed events? Do you recommend people
They're ticketed events. If you go to the website, you can find out all about that. Okay. Yeah, because they're quite small venues, actually, particularly Modern Art Oxford basement only takes about 80. So we usually find that one sold out. The Holywell Music Room is a bit more spacious. But upstairs at the Story Museum as well, there's not so much space. Mm-hmm. So it'd be a really good idea if you're interested in going along to book tickets.
Yeah. Great. And are you on social media? Can people find you on there?
Yeah, we are on Twitter at audiograft_festival, I think. And also the Sonic Art Research Unit is at saru_brooks.
Well, thanks very much for talking to us today, Paul.
That's no problem. Good to be here.